Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 28th. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Liana. How you doing, Liana?
I'm good. The sounds of Caitlin crying have been replaced by the sounds of Bailey messing her game up. So I guess I'm excited to get into everything, even though, you know, love and light may be dead, but here we are.
Yes. I think the general consensus from yesterday is just a resounding, why, Bailey? Why?
Yes. And that is not overly dramatic. There were several mistakes that were made, to say it lightly, and I'm sure that we will get into all of that right now.
Yes, we are here to talk about everything that happened yesterday on the Big Brother 20 live feeds, and between some huge tactical errors, some major case of HOH-itis, and even some just like some mean comments about JC that people are not too happy about, The stock watch will be updated on Tuesday, and we might see a major crash in Bailey stock this week.
I guess that's a trend with CBS, seeing major crashes in stock.
Oh, yes. Man, I forgot about that. Yeah, that's some other news that I guess we should touch on as well. Well, let's just start with that real quick. That did happen the first. That was the first thing I saw yesterday.
Yeah, okay. Well, so, right. So what we're talking about is Les Moonves was accused of sexual assault by, I believe, six or so women in a piece that was published in the New York Times. And I know this is terrible of me to think, but I was like, it's because of Caitlin. This is all for the greater good. Somehow Caitlin left the house and then this story got published. Somehow it's all come together. I don't know.
Yes, there had been some rumblings that something like this was in the works, and it finally got released yesterday. Les Moonves accused of sexual misconduct by six women. I think most of it happened 20 years ago, but then there are also women who said it happened recently. Although I did not see those accounts in the articles, so maybe that is yet to come. Les Moonves, if you don't know, is the head of the president of CBS, currently in a very contentious legal battle over control of the company. And he is also the husband of one Julie Chen. So very relevant to our little show here. Julie has come out in support of her husband, and it's definitely something that we want to track as the story moves here. Very unfortunate to hear this about, you know, somebody who is so close linked to Big Brother, but you know, we'll just have to see where this goes.
It's Caitlin, I'm telling you, it was related somehow, the puzzle and Caitlin. Just a quick plug, Mike Bloom and I recorded the RHAP this past week, and so if you're interested, check that out, because we dig into some conspiracy theories. So I guess talking about this conspiracy theory is really not far off from my brand.
Yes. So, Dutch in the chat says, Taryn for CBS president.
Uh-oh. How will you do all your morning updates?
Look, if I was in charge of Big Brother, everything would be wonderful. Everyone would love it.
Yes, I'm sure everyone would love it.
There'd be no twists.
And no complaints, I'm sure,
no
from anyone.
And all Dan Gieslings. It would be amazing. All right. So, yes, definitely something to watch out for, and definitely unfortunate for all parties involved. But let's move on. Let's talk about something else that's unfortunate for all parties involved, and that is Bailey's gameplay yesterday. She started out with a conversation with Sam. Sam never got her 101 or one-on-one with Bailey yesterday, so or the day before. So she started talking to Sam, saying, I'm not going to nominate you. Don't worry about it. I'm not going to nominate Tyler. I love Tyler. I love Casey. We're all cool. Everything's good. Here's who I'm thinking about nominating. Brett. And then thinking about, like, who should be the pawn? I don't want to nominate Fessy or Haley or Rockstar. I don't want to nominate Angela. I love Casey. I love Tyler. I love you. That leaves Scotty, JC, and Rachel. I don't want to nominate Scotty because he's a comp beast. I don't really want to nominate JC because I'm hesitant to have a little munchkin running around with her, with my name in his mouth. If I use JC as the pawn, lots of little person comments about JC, especially considering the segment we got of, like last week about this whole situation. Some people are definitely having a little bit of a problem with all of the comments that she's making about him.
Yeah, I think another thing she said was little thing. I can't remember if that was in this conversation or later on. So obviously she's using some inappropriate language to talk about JC. And it is just considering the conversation that happened, you know, and they don't know that that segment between JC and Bailey was shown, you know, up to us. But still, that was a conversation that we had talked about on the live feeds. It was something that was significant that had happened. And I feel like if you're Bailey, you recognize, okay, so I was just told not to use this term. Maybe I shouldn't use other potentially derogatory terms to describe JC. But that has not crossed her mind. And so she has decided to use this language when talking about him.
Yes. So, you know, just chill, Bailey. Like, let's not aggravate. We don't need any additional controversy surrounding Big Brother in this moment right now. So let's chill with the little people comments. And yes, the chat is wanting me to also point out the albino comments about Scotty. Yeah, she's got some power. She's feeling very you know, it's these every single HOH apart from Tyler's initial one, these people have just lost their minds with power. It's crazy.
I wonder if there's some sort of gas leak in the HOH room.
Maybe.
That's causing all of this. Like, it's not, I'm sure it can't be carbon monoxide, but something up there that's just making them crazy. And I don't know. I don't know what it would be. I'll think about it. I'm the scientist. I'll figure it out and get back to you.
All right. Sounds good. Yeah. Maybe when Tyler was up there, he you know, he snuck in some sort of, you know, like gas device and he hid it in behind the bed in the HOH room, so that everyone else who then, goes in there. And that makes sense because Sam was the craziest HOH and she was the one that was up there the most by herself. So.
Oh, that makes sense. It's probably like, is there such a thing as racist sage? And I'm like burning that. I don't know if that could be a thing, but maybe that's what it is. Let's sneak that in there.
Yes. All right. So she ends up saying, obviously, that leaves Rachel as the pawn. So that's what I'm thinking. Rob does point out in the chat, Tyler told Kevin Hart he's never done drugs.
And
which is why
as we...
He's great at administering them to other people.
Well, as we all know, you legally are unable to lie to Kevin Hart, especially on TKO. They make you, you know, swear on something before. So
it's
the
like
highest authority.
Yeah, it's like the whole like you can't say that you're not a cop when you're actually a cop thing. Mm-hmm. That thing. It's
totally
legal.
True. Mm-hmm.
She's going to put up Rachel. Sam lets Bailey know, hey, you should pick Tyler to play in the veto. Multiple people have told Bailey this. Like, they just want Tyler to play in the veto. I don't really even know why. But Bailey's like, yeah, I was thinking that too. I want Tyler to play in the veto for me. That's going to be like one of the storylines of the day is just Bailey really wants to pick Tyler to play in the veto for her.
I don't know. Is it because she's trying to foster trust with him? Is it because he's a wounded bird who won't win the veto? I don't really know what the case is. But yeah, there's been a lot of talk about Tyler playing in the veto competition this week.
Yeah, well, she wants him to win. win and then keep the nominations the same. And I do think she wants to foster trust in that way. And I guess that's the reasoning, because other people, like, it might have been Haley or something, was like, well, why don't you just pick Fessy? And she was like, ah, that's boring.
He's won too many vetoes.
Yeah.
He's won too many. Yeah. The whole Fessy situation with him, you know, using the, oh my God. Well, okay. So wait, so there was a conversation talking about Bailey. This happened much later in the night, but I want to skip ahead to it because this was driving me insane. So Bailey has this conversation with Haley about Fessy, and essentially it's about how Haley is treating Fessy and essentially saying that Bailey is telling Haley that Haley needs to be giving Fessy more attention because of what he did for her. And Haley was like, well, I feel like I've been nice to him. And Bailey is essentially pimping out Haley to Fessy, saying that she needs to pay more attention to him. And it was a very awkward conversation and just sort of fits into the whole Bailey going crazy in the HOH room-ness of it all.
Yeah. Sam wanted to control people's behavior because she was HOH and she felt like she kind of had the right to do so. And then Bailey started this week telling Haley, you know, Sam had some good points, and now is trying to control people's behavior because she's HOH. Fessy is saying Fessy is like, Haley, you owe me for using the veto on you. You should be giving me more attention. You should be nicer to me. And Bailey is backing him up. Like, come on.
Yeah, it was incredibly uncomfortable. It was like the opposite of Sam, where Sam was like, don't touch Fessy. Yeah, Bailey's like, go touch Fessy. This is definitely, I think we even talked about this, where it was like, not enough slutting. it's come full circle now.
Yes, that was a whole thing. Bailey then talks to Rachel. I was such a Bailey fan, and this whole update is just here's the next conversation about Bailey. Bailey talks to Rachel, and she's talking to Rachel about, hey, thinking about putting you up as a pawn still. And Rachel's like, I still don't like that idea. I'd still prefer to, like, have anyone else do this. You know, what about Tyler? What about Angela? What about Casey? What about Rockstar? What about Scotty? And then she's like, no. It's I'm thinking you. Thinking probably you. And Rachel's like, I don't like that. And Bailey's like, okay, hold on a sec. Let me tell you a little something.
No.
I've got a power. I got the third power. Isn't that crazy? So I'm thinking about putting you in the block, and you know what often softens the blow is when I then tell you a massive secret that completely invalidates my power if it gets out. So let me tell you that. I have a power. It means that I can usurp the HOH's nominations. It's good. She says it's good for 7 weeks or until there's, I don't know. She was like 1 week off of the actual time that it expires. And she says that it only works if it remains unanimous or anonymous. She says, here's my plan. I'm going to put up Scotty and Tyler because those are two people I wouldn't be able to put up, just on my own, but here's, it works because it's anonymous and nobody will know. And that's why I'm telling you, the person that is in an alliance with Tyler, and that I'm about to put up on the block. And she later, some people speculated that maybe she was told that she had to clarify, or maybe she just clarified on her own. She later says, I am not allowed to put up the replacement nominee. That is going to be down to the HOH. And as soon as Rachel leaves, we're not done with the conversation, but as soon as Rachel leaves, Bailey's just like, oh, why can't I shut my own mouth? It's like, yeah, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, this was immediate regret, but apart from that statement, though, then she didn't really seem too remorseful about the fact that she had told Rachel. But yeah, I mean, she essentially spilled everything about it. She even said that she was going to use it to protect Fessy, and Fessy has, you know, I can't remember if she actually says Fessy knows, or at least he knows something about it. And Bailey does say that if Rachel her, if Rachel or I can't remember Fessy don't win HOH, then she's definitely going to use it. So she pretty much spills everything there is to say about her power in this conversation to Rachel.
Yes. And people are asking in the chat, Elena wants to know, can you think of any logical reason why Bailey spilled everything? And the answer is, I can think of logical reasons. I can ascribe logical reasons to this, but there was no logical reason for Bailey to do this. And I think that's very evident. But there's lots of evidence for that, given the fact that right after she was like, why did I just do that? Oh my God. I think this just spilled out of her in the moment. She was just like, I feel awkward and I feel like Rachel's going to be upset. So let me just blah. Oh no. What did I just do? I think that was what happened.
I don't know what that sound was. It's definitely, I think, a situation because Rachel has her own levels of paranoia later in the evening, but Rachel is she's very I don't know if commanding or forceful is really the right word, and you know, she was being very direct to Bailey, and so I think there was something in Bailey that was just, I have to tell her something, like, you know, because she is putting her up as a pawn theoretically. Bailey feels the need to then build trust with Rachel, and so she's going to tell her about the power because really it is the biggest piece that she can use to garner this trust. And I think that that's where it was coming from, but it was certainly an impulsive decision, like you said.
Yes. So we talked about how Bailey's power is by far the most powerful, a lot less so when you let the secret out. And so Bailey's power is going to lose a lot of its effectiveness, assuming that this secret continues to spread. And honestly, if she tries to use it, I can't imagine a scenario where either Fessy or Rachel, and then we will quickly talk about Angela, decide to, like, one of those sides is going to be upset with what she does and probably spill the beans about what happened. Rachel is going to be like, oh, that's great. You have a power. That's wonderful. What are we thinking? Can we get Scotty up on the block? Like, what if the veto is used? Can Scotty go up? And Bailey's like, yes. So that's what we'll put Scotty up if the veto is used. So Rachel kind of feeling like a high from, like, all right, I just found out about this power. If Scotty goes up on the block, all right, maybe I'd be okay with being the pawn. Wait a minute. No. Hold on. Actually, no. But at that point, Bailey's like, she kind of agreed with it. So that's kind of where that conversation ends up. And Rachel's going to be upset with herself for ever saying, having a momentary lapse of judgment.
Yeah, I mean, even in that conversation, she regrets it and then will continue to regret it and will continue to talk about it all night long that she said this. And it was like, but it was just for a second. She does give Bailey essentially the go ahead. And I think in Bailey's mind, because she was, even though she was leaning towards Rachel, I think this was the, okay, it's definitely all right. I'm for sure going to put Rachel up. I even just told her about this power. So, you know, for sure, I'm going to then put her up. Which makes sense.
Well, she can't have JC with his name in her mouth. So,
yeah,
she'd much rather have Rachel with her name in her mouth with now that she knows so much.
I don't know if you want anybody's name in your mouth. That just sounds weird. But what's actually really interesting is if you think about the power, and if the power gets used and she uses it on Tyler and Scotty, there's a lot of speculation about who could potentially have the power. And Tyler and Scotty are two of the people who are rumored to potentially have a power. So if they're up, then that pretty much limits it to Bailey has potentially been considered and JC has been considered. And I have to imagine out of the two of them, it would probably... I mean, I don't know. I assume it would be more likely. Maybe people would think Bailey would have it, but definitely Fessy can't have it because he got a crap app. Haley can't have it because she got a crap app. So it really does narrow down the pool of potential people who could use this. So even though, yes, it's identity theft, it stays anonymous. I don't think it's going to stay anonymous once she uses it, particularly on those two people.
Yes. And Angela is Rachel is going to immediately run this information to Angela and say, hey, Angela, guess what Bailey just told me? She has this power. This is how it works. She's planning on nominating Tyler and Scotty. Oh, my. and they have not told anybody else yet. But I can only imagine that it's a matter of time. They do want to remain loyal to their level 5 alliance and protect them if they can. And they want Scotty gone. But it's an important note. We talked about how it seemed like Bailey's power was specifically designed to just make Tyler's power pointless. However, if Tyler finds the information out that Bailey has this power, this is how it works, and she's planning to nominate you, and this is when she's planning to nominate you, Tyler can use his power to counteract this. If he knows that next week Bailey is using the power and she's putting him up, he can use his cloud power to counteract her. She has no control over the renom, and so it actually does counter Bailey's power. It takes a lot of mistakes on Bailey's part and social connections on Tyler's part to know the information, and he needs to not make the same mistakes that Bailey made by outing his own power. But due to that amount of skill, he would be able to counteract Bailey's power, which is very interesting to note, because I was really just like, Bailey's power is so powerful and Tyler's is so useless in the face of it. But in the right hands and in the wrong hands, they actually kind of mesh in a different way.
Yeah, and the most likely avenue that this could go down is Rachel tells Casey, Casey tells Tyler. I think that is really the series of dominoes that would have to be knocked down in order for Tyler to be able to use his power effectively. I think the key is the fact that Bailey told Rachel that she was going to put up Scotty and Tyler. Now, because Rachel hates Scotty so much for some reason, I don't know if she's going to be... if she's going to tell Casey. I mean, she hasn't told her yet, but it's been less than 24 hours. So who knows when and how this power is going to come out, especially because this isn't going to come into play this week, obviously, because nominations have already been made.
Yes. And, we'll talk about it later in the day, but Rachel is not particularly happy with Bailey. Surprise, you're not happy when you get put on the block by somebody. So I would be surprised if this information did not get out, at least by the time that it's looking like maybe the power is going to be used next week. And honestly, probably a lot sooner.
Oh, well, and it's actually really funny that we were talking about, oh my God, she told Fessy. Fessy's going to tell everybody. Fessy hasn't said a single thing. So props to Fessy for that one.
Fessy was better at keeping the secret than Bailey was.
Yeah. I think maybe Fessy doesn't remember.
Yeah. All right. So, yes. She tells Angela they want to get Scotty up on the block. There are multiple people are going to go and try to make that happen throughout the day. We'll see that happen. Bailey has a conversation with JC. So Bailey has decided now she wants to put Rachel up on the block, but that doesn't mean that she can't make JC scared. She wants to scare JC a bit, because she doesn't want to piss him off by putting him on the block, but she does want to piss him off by letting him know that she was going to put him on the block and that she still might put him on the block. So she has this conversation with JC where she says, you know, I'm kind of between you and Rachel, thinking about putting either one of you up on the block. And JC is obviously like, well, I want Rachel on the block, not me. And Bailey's like, okay, yeah, I'm kind of leaning toward Rachel. That's what I've been thinking. Probably gonna put Rachel up. But if I leave you off the block, like I have your vote to evict Brett, right? And he's like, No, I'm definitely voting Rachel out if she's on the block. He is very unconvincing in this answer, but I don't think Bailey really caught it.
Yeah. He was super unconvincing in that whole conversation, because also, you know, Bailey was like, well, you know, you're not going to come after me. And JC was like, oh, it's OK. I have other targets before you. And I was like, shouldn't you say you're not targeting her instead of saying, oh, yeah, I am targeting you, but don't worry, there's other people I have to take care of first. So not really a good play from JC.
He's very funny in how he looks at the game. He's like, no, I've got like 6 or 7 people that need to go before you. So you're good.
Okay.
So they have that conversation. Bailey, Fessy, and Haley, this is the drama that unfolded that we were talking about earlier. Bailey is, she's mad at Fessy because he needs to stop freaking out and trust her. JC's not going to be put up, so stop freaking out about JC. Stop being more loyal to JC than Haley. And Haley, you know, give Fessy more attention. You owe him for using the veto. Stop touching men's hair. That was not said, but it was implied. And all of that. It's such a dysfunctional group of people.
I know, it's amazing. You'd think with Caitlin gone, no, they're still having these conversations. And essentially, Bailey was telling Fessy, you know, you have to trust me. You have to stop running around like a crazy person. Your loyalty should only be to me and Haley. And then, of course, Fessy gets pissy. And so Fessy is like, I don't need to be questioned by you. And then him and Haley get into a fight. And so that was our sort of dose of drama for the day.
Yes. Then we had Fessy and Tyler have a conversation. Fessy lets Tyler know Bailey is not going to touch you this week. Don't worry about a thing. And Tyler's like, oh, great. Good to know. They again talk about like, hey, we need to stick to these women are going to take over. Tyler has really gotten into Fessy's head about that, especially after Fessy learned about this from Bailey. They also talk about Caitlin and how Caitlin was trying to play them. And Tyler's really playing that card of like, oh, man, we both got tricked kind of. Oh, isn't it so lucky that neither of us had actual feelings for her? Isn't it funny that like Caitlin was trying to play us against each other and now we might be working together? Isn't that great? Tyler's really been putting a lot of work in with Fessy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been actually really good to see him, because we talked about him dropping the ball on some of the other people in the house. And Bailey was, well, for a while able to pick those pieces up. But this is Tyler really doing good work with Fessy, trying to pull Fessy back in, you know, now try to make sure that Fessy and Tyler are really close. And it was just really funny to hear them talk about Tyler. I think Tyler, you know, was like, don't worry, America knows that we didn't have feelings for her. It's okay.
Yes. So then we got Rachel and Bailey, just another brief conversation where Rachel tries again to be not nominated, but it's going to be unsuccessful. And she's also going to feel like, wait, what happened to the Scotty option if the veto is used? And she's like, yeah, well, I mean, if you win the veto, maybe I'd put up Scotty next to Brett. But if Brett wins the veto, I don't really want Scotty to go home. So I don't know if I'd nominate Scott. I'm not sure. And Rachel's like, wait a minute. Like, This is all going off the rails. I really don't like this. What's happening right now? But there's not much she can do about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Rachel was really trying to throw every other option. She even said something about, well, why not Angela? Why not Casey? Why not, you know, really just trying to put anybody else's name out there. And I think this is part of her initial feelings of regret of saying, yeah, it's okay to put me on the block. And so she comes back up to Bailey and really tries to do some work, but Bailey is just not having it.
Yes. So then Fessy has a conversation with JC, where he does the opposite of what Bailey just told him to do. And he lets JC know, hey, Fessy is very high on himself right now. And I guess rightfully so, because this is by far the best he's ever done in the game. I would actually credit Bailey deciding not to nominate JC to Fessy. I think that Fessy actually did manage to undo the work that Casey did the night before. So I do think that Fessy had the most amount of influence on Bailey's nominations, and he's really riding high from it. He's like, I convinced somebody to not do something. I am so JC, you're always calling me stupid. Look what I just did. I just saved you from the block. You'd better be grateful to me. That's right. I'm the man. And JC does not believe him.
No.
JC's like, no. I did the work. I was doing work too, Fessy. Come on. You did not do this. You think you did this. You did not do this. And Fessy's like, no, seriously. I did this. Come on. Come on. She was going to put you on the block and now you're not going to go on the block. That was all me, dude. And Bailey, JC is just not having it.
Yeah, with Fessy, it's like, oh, watching him take his first steps. Like, he did something. You go, Fessy. But then he goes to JC and tries to hold it. Gonna say over his head, but I feel like that's inappropriate somehow. And so but JC was great because he wasn't bi. He was just like, but like, no. And even Fessy, I think, asks for, well, at least you can thank me. Eventually JC does thank him, but then proceeds to continue to talk about, oh, but I've been doing work for you this entire time to make sure that you're not up on the block. Their dynamic is just very intriguing.
Yes, just JC will not be convinced. JC is a force in this game where and that's what I meant when he said, you know, I have 6 or 7 people that I'm going to need to go before you, Bailey. JC has a very, very specific game plan. He wants like this person gone, then this person gone, then this person gone. These are the 5 people he's taking to the final 5. Then he's going to go down to the final 2. And he has a very, very set idea of who people are in the house. He thinks Tyler was manipulated by Caitlin. No matter what Tyler said, nothing was going to change. He thinks Fessy is stupid and dumb and he could never do anything on his own. Despite the fact that Fessy is saying, no, I just did this for you, he doesn't believe it. JC is completely he's impossible to convince of anything that is not his already has already been constructed in his mind.
Yeah, it is so weird to think that his downfall may be his lack of adaptability, which going into this season, reading JC's bio and learning everything about him, I don't think that that's what I would have said would have been his downfall in the game. But he definitely constructs these preconceived notions about how people behave, what drives their behavior, and how they're acting within the house. And then once he's made a decision on that, he just continues to operate based on those assumptions and is unwilling to change, given very strong evidence right in front of him.
Yes. So there's going to be a brief, Girl Alliance meeting here. Angela is going to try and push the Scotty narrative, trying to get Brett off of the hot seat. It's not going to work, but she does put in the effort. And then JC is going to go to Bailey and say, hey, Fessy just told me that he was the reason I was not nominated this week. Just so you know, he's trying to take credit for this. And we both know that he had nothing to do with it. Bailey is not going to be happy about this. Bailey is going to be very annoyed at Fessy.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's trying. I think maybe he was just still high off of his conversation with JC that he's going to try to roll with this. But it was like, okay, Fessy, that's nice. Sit down.
Yeah, at some point, Bailey is going to, I believe, talk to the cameras about, like, Swaggy, why did you stick me with these people? Like Rockstar, you know, I feel bad for her, but I just don't like her. Fessy's a mess. Like, these people are all just why do I have to work with these people?
I mean, which is fair. And I think a lot of us would have said that because I still don't know the name of that alliance, that they are really a hot mess, and how they don't know that level 6 exists is also, or level 5, whatever they're calling themselves now, is also a mystery. But, you know, Bailey now after this week, maybe she does fit with them. Maybe she does belong with them.
So then Tyler has a conversation with Bailey. She wants to know if he will play in the veto for her and then not use it. He agrees. He says, yes, I would love that. I have to assume, but I can't always assume, for as good as Tyler is socially, again, I can't always trust his strategic decisions, but I would have to assume that the correct play here is play in the veto, lose it. You do not want to win this veto if you're Tyler, for multiple reasons. I don't see any reason for him to win this veto. So I would assume that if he was picked, he would throw it. But Bailey wants him to win it and not use it, which is exactly why he should throw it. So, that may happen.
Yeah, I mean, we've seen Tyler be capable of throwing competitions.
Yeah,
at least we assume. So I think that this is something that's on his radar. I mean, he recognizes that he doesn't need to get into the middle of it, which is actually really funny, because when level 6 is in trouble, Tyler doesn't strategize with them. He pretty much either ignores them or just has non-game related conversations with them. So he does try to distance himself. So I think even if maybe logically he doesn't realize that that is the best move, he is able to intuit it get a hit and really take a step back and pull back. And I think that that would also manifest in him throwing the veto competition.
Yes. She says to him, he's not a threat to her in this game. She feels good about him. She does think that either him or Scotty have a power, because those are two of the only people that would have made enough of a splash to get one, or JC. And Tyler says to her, that's funny, because I think JC, Scotty, or you probably have a power. She asks him how he feels about Scotty. He says he feels good about Scotty, actually. He says, I feel fine about Scotty. He later reveals to Rachel that his plan is to kind of say, Scotty is my best friend. Like, Scott, I feel really great about Scotty, in the hopes that she would then want to put him up on the block as like, well, if you win the veto, if you use the veto, then I'll put up your best friend Scotty, or something along those lines. I don't think it will work, but just an idea in his head, I guess. Or if maybe it's just something he's saying to Rachel.
Yeah, I think that logic is 2 weeks late, because wasn't it Scotty who was saying, if you use the veto, I'm going to put up your best friend? So I don't think it really works when Scotty is the best friend. Like, that logic doesn't necessarily apply, but that's kind of what Tyler is going for, I guess.
Yeah, and Rachel lets him know, like, she's not going to put up Scotty, as she already said. I did forget to mention, Bailey does end up nominating Brett and Rachel before the Fessy and JC conversation. That's Fessy was talking to JC after the nominations, saying, I did this. You're not on the block because of this. So Rachel is, of course, very annoyed that she is on the block. Especially like now that she's up there, it's really starting to hit her. She's starting to cry by herself, really upset about the nomination. And she's realizing, like, why is Bailey like playing with my life here? Like, why is she risking me? She's starting to really worry that, even if Scotty or JC go up on the block, it's likely that one of them has a power and then I'd be screwed. I don't like this. Why is Bailey doing this? It's like, Bailey, she's not really with us, is she? Like, she's with the other side. Like, why did we ever think she was with us? She's risking our lives. She's taking one of us out for sure. She's not even gonna put Scotty up on the block. I don't like this at all. And this is very much the start of, like, if Bailey doesn't end up doing what these women, Rachel and Angela, want, very, very much expect the Bailey power secret to get out by the end of this week, if she keeps Rachel up on the block.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was funny, because I was thinking, Rachel, how did these thoughts not cross your mind before, when you pretty much knew that you were going to be going on the block? Why are you freaking out now? I think it was probably just the added pressure of actually seeing your face up there on the memory wall, knowing that you're on the block. She really starts to spiral, going full paranoia, especially freaking out about the powers. That's something that she is very concerned about. And I think part of it is because she just found out that Bailey does have the power. And so they're at the forefront of her mind. And she really does think that she might go home this week. And I think that that is just spiraling and spiraling. And whether or not there will be game consequences for Bailey, I don't know. Or is it just going to be Rachel having this emotional roller coaster? I guess it's going to be interesting to see how things play out.
Yes. And we are already going to see JC starting to work, try to do some work to get Rachel evicted over Brett. Obviously, he hates Rachel. He would love to see her go. And he does see the value in Brett. So count that as a vote for Brett to stay if these nominations stay the same. It could theoretically get interesting, depending on how Rachel acts, what she does with the information about Bailey's power. I don't think this is necessarily set in stone if the nominations stay the same, though it is likely that Brett would leave. Just make sure you check in with this as we go along. Then Casey is finally going to have a conversation with Bailey. She's also going to try and push the Scotty plan, but it's she's also going to find herself to be unsuccessful. If Brett has the if Brett is vetoed, then she doesn't want Scotty to go. So she's kind of not wanting Scotty to go up. But if the veto is used on Rachel, or if Rachel uses the veto, then she might put up Scotty, in which case it definitely look at Scotty as a potential person that is evicted over Brett. That would be a close vote. So some interesting things to track as we move forward.
Yeah, I think the veto is, I mean, it's important every week, but I think it's especially important this week because depending on who wins it, it really could change the nominations. Because if Rachel wins it, you know, Brett is still the target. So, you know, who goes up is the for sure pawn. But then if Rachel wins, you know, does Bailey try to shift her target to somebody else? Is she okay with Rachel going home? I know a lot of the rationale behind putting Rachel up on the block was to hide their so-called girls alliance. And so whether or not Bailey really does stay true to that or is willing to lose Rachel for keeping someone like Scotty is going to be interesting to see, you know, how her decisions play out this week, depending on who wins veto.
Yes. And it should also be noted that Bailey let, I believe it was Angela know. It might have been Rachel. Like, you know, people told me that these three women, Angela, Rachel, and Casey, are just sitting pretty, like not being touched, you know, just like not being nominated or anything. That's and they don't like that. And the women assumed that the people saying that were Haley and Rockstar, and not the people that actually said it, which were, I believe, Fessy and Scotty. You know, they don't have a lot of trust in that women's line. They do feel like they can have Bailey as their plan B, a sort of backup plan if level six doesn't work out. But Rachel's not really feeling that super highly either at the moment because she just got put up by Bailey. So a lot of things kind of in flux right now. And I think we're going to start to see things solidify in the next few days, especially once we get the veto out of the way.
Yeah, there was one other conversation that I did want to talk about that was between Rachel, Casey, and Sam. So Rachel and Casey went to get Sam because they knew that Sam had the power because of what happened this past Thursday, and were asking Sam if she remembered any of the other powers that were up there, because Sam was the first one to select her power, so she would have been able to see all of the other icons. And it's so funny, the two that Sam remembered were identity theft and what she described as UCloud. which is the cloud power. And so they spend some time speculating on potentially what those powers could be. And Rachel does mention, oh, I wonder if identity theft is something like, I don't know, taking the HOH power, the veto power. Casey was like, oh, definitely the veto power. So the fact that this conversation happened is really interesting because I really hope that Rachel continues to think about this and then thinks, okay, maybe Bailey's is the identity theft. So who could have, you know, the cloud power and what could that be? I know that that's a lot of steps moving forward, but it's something that started last night that could inform the game in some way.
Yes. I believe Fessy also, when talking to Tyler, mentioned like, what if one of the powers was like you could make the nominations for the HOH? What if that was a thing? Being very unsubtle for as much credit as we gave him that he didn't spill the beans like Bailey. He definitely has come close quite a few times.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, what if it was, you know, you could take somebody's, I don't know, let's say identity. Maybe you could sort of steal it in some way. That's what I expect to happen because we're on that path right now.
Yes. All right. Anything else you wanted to bring up before we wrap this up?
I just have one other thing for, this is totally tangential, but for any Drag Race fans out there, Sharon Needles just released a new video, 666, and JC is in the music video. So if you are interested, he comes up around a minute, 20 seconds in.
That's oh my, there you go. I hope there's no minions involved.
I only watched the part he was in, like a true fan. He's in the limo making funny faces, not on purpose, but like I think they're trying to be sexy, maybe. anyway, it's pretty interesting. Check it out.
All right, there you go. Yes, Caitlin, Chase wants to know. Caitlin did make a tweet, but I think it somewhat predictably didn't really say a whole lot.
Pretty generic. I think she did apologize for anybody that she had hurt. So it was interesting, you know, trying to put all these pieces together. If, okay, is this directed to the boyfriend? Like, who knows what's happening? But it was pretty generic. I was hoping for more tea, but we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, it was, again, like, what makes her so infuriating to people is that, like, you can't even do the like gotcha, like, oh, you don't have a boyfriend anymore. Well, that was just what the universe decided. Like, it's all for the greater good. So, you know, just, I don't think you should expect any dramatic reaction from Caitlin. And, you know, that's fine. I think we got plenty of entertainment from her in the house. I don't really need to continue to hound her in this dark time for her for anything else.
Yeah, I, you know, she's obviously a human being and she needs to adjust and move on with her life. And she's got enough stuff going on, you know, so like we'll leave her alone. Just remember, love and light for the greater good.
Yes. Here's the tweet. She says, first and foremost, I never meant to hurt anyone along this journey, and I am so sorry for any role I played in doing so. Big Brother is an experience that no one can prepare you for. This is so annoying. I hate when people say, even with the live feeds and curated episodes, there's so many things that you do not get to see. No, Caitlin, that was the problem, is that we did see those things that you were trying to hide from us.
Not when you remove your microphone and do it under the covers.
Yeah. However, in the end, I always stayed true to myself. Outside of the house, I have a lot of healing to do. Thank you for believing in me and giving me the literal energy to move forward. I hope you can continue to support me during this major adjustment in my life as I return to inner love and self-acceptance. Yeah. I said I wasn't going to continue to hound her, so I won't pick apart that statement like I want to.
That's, I'm so impressed with you, Taryn. You know, you've learned so much growing up. Really, really impressed.
I'm just all about light and goodness and
behavior. Yes,
it's all for the greater good. And everyone should really just praise me for being so magnanimous and wonderful.
I think you kind of ruined that. Okay, that was a nice way to end it. No,
I'm just trying to practice a lot of inner love and self-acceptance right now, and you're really harshing that vibe, Liana.
I'm sorry. I'll send you some essential oils to make up for it, I promise.
Okay. All right. Thank you everyone for joining us today. I'll of course be back tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern to update you on everything that happens on the live feeds today. We will have some social strategy Sunday action happening tomorrow on Twitch. We will have the episode recap after the Sunday night episode, where we will see the HOH competition and the nominations, which I just described. And then Monday you got Summerstein. Tuesday you got the roundtable with the stock watch. We'll see where Bailey's stock goes and everyone else as well. Should be an interesting one. And yeah, I think that's all we got for you.
Love and light.
Love and light. Make sure you follow Liana at Liana Boris. You can follow me on Twitter at Armstrong Taryn. And I will see you next time.